This is the Closet Geek episode 86 for May 21st, 2015.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Barry's a nerd.
Closet Geek.
Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks. With me, I have Ryan and Michael.
Hey.
No John tonight. No, he's working.
He's working.
Boo.
Boo. Yeah. And I just got back from working for, I just flew in from my work trip to Vegas.
Boy, are my arms tired.
Oh, man. I was so not going to say that, even though I was thinking it.
You did it. You went there.
It happened.
So, yeah. But, yeah, so I'm kind of beat.
Yes, and I can vouch for that because he looks really haggard.
Yeah,
I do.
He looks like he's got some sun, too.
Yeah, I was just like, blah. Well, I was, so for my job, I went to this conference. It's called Recon, and it was a retail conference for all the largest, national and international brands of companies. And so it was my job to go there and entice some of these retail companies to come set up shop in my city. And so, you know, if you could think of a retail store, they were there.
Cool.
And we talked to them, and we'll talk to the ones that fit our demographic anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So for 3 days, walked.
Who were you trying to get into your city?
Well, others, the big stores that we're trying to right now, we're working with like Bed Bath Beyond, Marshalls, Ross, Petco, Dick's Sporting Goods.
Ooh, Dick's, I like Dick's.
Dick's
Sporting
those
Goods.
Type of stores. That's right.
But, oh, man.
Family podcast.
So we're working with a bunch of those, and it was very fun and enjoyable. Now, for those of you that don't know, I have never been to a Comic-Con. Unfortunately,
what?
I just haven't
no,
been able to go
to
any
nerd thingy.
Well, I've been to Nerdtacular, but it's
not
been like
a Comic-Con.
That's more of like a private convention.
Well, it's like a podcaster small convention.
Well,
a private
I mean, we do
convention.
Lots of,
ooh.
Ooh.
Because they only sell 1,000 tickets. That's it. So it's on a much smaller scale. So I've never been to a convention that has, you know, tens of thousands of people, or in Salt Lake or San Diego Comic-Con standards, hundreds of thousands of people.
Yes.
And I went to the Las Vegas Convention Center, and holy cow, this place was ridiculously huge. They had like 4 or 5 different buildings that they had all their area.
It's like Dragon
Con. It would take me like 15, 20 minutes just to walk from one side to
exactly
the other
like
side.
Dragon Con.
Yeah.
And it was intense. And, you know, like, you know, thousands of booths. And, it, you know, you have your really huge, fancy ones. And then your little podunk little ones that are here and there every once in a while. But I was like, And there was only like 35,000, 40,000 people at the convention, and I was just like, whoa, this is crazy. And then I was thinking in my head, I'm like, whoa, if I went to Salt Lake Comic Con where they had over 100,000 people, I was just like, that would be insane.
Wait, less floor space, yeah, shoulder to shoulder,
yeah.
Sometimes in areas.
Yeah, and uh-huh. And so I was just like, and then I was thinking, I'm like, I would never take my children to that.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, okay, one, I don't want you to get lost in the hubbub of everything. And two, I don't want you walking several miles with me throughout the day.
Well, that's why I took Lance to FanX because it was like half the size.
Half
so
the
there
size,
was only like
yeah.
55,000 people over the 2-3 day weekend. But yeah, with Comic Con, that's going to be just me, you know, because even Kathy doesn't like to brave the crowds.
That's a too crowded.
I don't know.
For her,
I like just to walk around. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, no, and it was cool. I'd totally be up for going to a Comic Con, but it's just like it kind of put things into a little bit perspective for me. Uh-huh. So that was what I was doing.
So lots of steps. Too bad you didn't have a pedometer.
I know, right? Well, let's go to the first segment of the show.
This week in geek.
This is the segment where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, things we could recommend to you. I will go first because I didn't do much because I was working. But and it's funny because I was in Vegas, but I'm not the type of person that enjoys like the Vegas scene. So like
the Hangover.
No,
partying so, with Mike Tyson.
So after after a long day of walking at the convention, there were some people that that I knew that were there, and they're like, "Yeah, what are you gonna do?" I'm like, I'm going back to my hotel room, and I'm chilling in my bed.
Yeah, it's so expensive there, too.
Yes. Well, and that's what I did. I just went back to my hotel room, and I watched TV while I played Hearthstone.
There you go.
Hours and hours of Hearthstone this week. And it was awesome because I'm like, well, I do my daily quests, and then I'd be like, okay, what am I going to do? And I'm like, I'll try to do what Ryan is doing, try to get to that 700 gold so I can just buy the expansion. But then I was also like, well, you know what? Not all my characters are level 20 yet. And so I got every single one of my characters to level 20 now. Ah. And I have almost 700 gold. I started off with like 200 something,
nice.
Like less than 250, and now I have like 650.
Nice.
And yeah, and I would start with one class. The classes that I've enjoyed mostly as I originally was playing was like I like the shaman class, and I like the druid, and the warrior's fun sometimes. And then I was just like, but as I was playing and I, doing my daily quests, I had to play some of the other characters, but then I would like tweak their decks, and now like the character that I was really enjoying for the last day or so was playing the paladin, playing Uther.
Yeah, I've never really had much success with the paladin.
Yeah, I hadn't either, but then I tweaked it, and then I was like, it was lots of fun, but it was funny because while I was on my business trip, I mostly had, button-up shirts and ties because that's my business garb, and I only had one T-shirt that I could relax in, and it was my Hearthstone T-shirt. So I was in my Hearthstone T-shirt playing Hearthstone, and today at the Las Vegas airport, I was just sitting there playing Hearthstone, and then this guy walks by, and he went and sat down, but he stood up and came over to me, and he was Asian, and he's like, hey, you're playing Hearthstone. I'm like, yeah. He's like, hell, let me go get my tablet and I'll play with you. So he goes and gets his tablet,
cool.
And then he's like giving me pointers. He's like, yeah, if you do this and this, and he's like, yeah. And he's like, this will help you get to the, past, rank 10. And into the bottom, into the single digit ranks. And I'm like, are you ranked that low? And he's like, yeah, I think the highest rank I've ever been is 8.
Jeez.
And I was just like, I probably played like 10 plus hours this week in Hearthstone and I got to rank 17 and no further.
Yeah. That's pretty much and
so I was just like, oh, and you know what? We've talked about it on the show before, but Hearthstone, you can. People say that you can't or it isn't, but it is. It definitely feels like a pay-to-win type scenario. And I know some people are just like, oh, it doesn't matter if you get the good cards. It matters if you know how to use them. And I'm like, well,
that guy who bought all those cards.
Well, and it's just like in my mind, but if you have better cards, you already have an advantage, even if you don't know how to use them in a combo or special. Like, your legendary cards are going to trump my non-legendary cards because I have, like, one or two legendary cards. And I've played against people that have, like, six plus in one deck. And I was just like, blah, you know, and yeah. I'm like, it does matter. It matters. If you paid to get lots of cards, you are going to have an advantage to those that do not. That even if you are on the same level of technique play, you have better cards to use your technique play with. So
yep.
Pay to win. Woo. So yeah, so that was essentially all I did geeky this week. I played Hearthstone and watched while I was playing Hearthstone, I would just watch had crummy cable channels in my hotel. I'm like, come on, this is Vegas.
They're always bad.
Well, and it's interesting, but they did, this is the hotel room that had, like, the biggest TV I've ever had. It was, like, 56 inches. It was huge. But, so I just, like, watched marathons of, like, Shark Tank and NCIS.
Right.
But, that's it. That's it for cool. me. So,
well, big
Mike,
convention.
What'd you do?
Sure. All right. So, starting off, SLC Anime met this last weekend for yes. our monthly get together, and
yeah, it was the Gundam
yep,
double lot.
Yeah, Gundam cool. double lot or Gundam 00, Gundam 00, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same thing. So don't be picky with me, people, because
Gundam.
Well, I would say like saying like Gundam 00, and there was always like somebody who was like, no, it's Gundam double lot or Gundam 00, or I'm like, really?
Oh,
it's the same. It's the same yeah. value, people.
Say circle from now on.
You know, it's although yeah. you know
Gundam
it's
circle
like,
circle.
It's like, yeah,
circle.
James Bond 007.
Right.
Oh, you didn't say double
oh,
O.
Double O. He's
You're
a
not
double
a real
o.
fan.
No, he's a 00 agent. You know, it's the same thing, people. You know, although admittedly, double O does sound cooler for that.
Maybe we
anyway,
can,
moving
Gundam
on.
Gundam double O.
Yeah, there you go.
That just doesn't sound the same.
All right. So,
what'd it get?
It
what
got
it get?
A 6.5 overall from the group,
good.
And I will admit, I had the lowest score out of everybody.
Ooh,
I gave
score?
It a 4.5.
Whoa.
Aww.
Really that bad, huh?
Well, Boo. Now, the animation was good. The sound was good. The, you know, the opening and closing theme songs were great. You know, the quality of the show uh-huh. in general was really great. I uh-huh. enjoyed it. There was a few minor things that bothered me about the animation, which brought it down a few ticks for me, which was there was a character who had a sword on his Gundam, and it
don't they all?
Well, most of them have a bladed weapon, yes. No, but his
got a sword on my Gundam.
But
wait,
yeah,
wait.
But there, it just felt like for me, it felt like there was inconsistencies in the animation as to the length of his blade. Like he would swipe through one thing and cut it right in half, and then he would swipe through the same type of structure, and it would like kind of hurt it.
Wouldn't
yeah,
make
it kind of
yeah.
would hurt.
Yeah.
And so I was like, is there a plot reason to this? Is this like a major character versus a minor character?
I've always had a problem you know? With that kind of thing too. Like for example, like Superman will
yeah.
shoot his lasers at something and slice it in half. And then he'll shoot his lasers at, like, somebody who may be important. And it'll just be, oh, he hurt me. It stung like
right?
a bee.
Yeah.
I just saw you cut this aircraft carrier in half with your laser eyes. But apparently they can't harm organics. You wuss.
Well, yeah. he sets his eyes to stun.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go. Boop, boop, boop. Stun.
Stun yeah. setting.
No
more
wonder
stunning
he taps his forehead.
In the Star Wars movies, that's what I say. It was cool to see the stunning in the first movie.
Yeah,
the,
where it was
circles,
like circles.
And, it,
yeah.
and bam, she's oh, stunned. Yeah. Like, that's so cool. Did they do it again?
Once.
No.
No.
They only did it that one time, yeah.
Good point.
That is a good point.
That was one thing that brought it down a few notches. But the big thing for me, which killed the overall experience, was the storytelling.
Yeah.
The overall arch from like beginning to end had a lot of potential. I was like, oh, interesting. I find the overall story arch interesting. It had a lot of potential. But the way they chose to tell that story, I thought was just terrible, in my opinion. Mm. And it ruined it for me, where I was just like, all these minor characters are pointless to the story. Get rid of them. Why are we watching Joe and Jill walk down the street? They have no purpose to the story. And then everybody's like, no, you gotta watch season two. And I was like, I don't want to watch season two.
It's called anime,
well,
and
this
they
is the same
have
kind of
dumb filler episodes.
No, it wasn't even filler episodes.
Felt about Neon Genesis Evangelion. And that's the way I kind of felt about that show. I was like, this is really dumb and kind of out there, and why are we even discussing this character here? And then it all comes together at the end, and I'm like, okay, yeah. It makes sense. But
that's
it
what
sure
bothered
took
me,
a
though,
long time to get there.
There were two characters in the show that didn't have to be there from beginning to end, and everybody's like, oh, you got to watch season two. And I was like, well, if you didn't give me a reason to watch all of season one other than
exactly.
the fact that I wanted to review it, why would I want to watch season two? So that's what really killed it for me was I felt forced to finish it just for the review. Right. So 4.5. All right.
So speaking about robots and swords, though, I remember when I was watching Pacific Rim and they were fighting, and I was just sitting there the whole time. I'm like, where's his sword?
I know.
It's a giant robot movie. Where is his sword? And they're just going and going and going, and then I'm like, I'm just sitting there, and like they're up in the sky with the flying one, and I'm like, I leaned over to Crystal, and I'm like, where's their sword? And then like right after that, it's like, ding, we have a sword, and the sword like slices through all these monsters. I'm like, why don't you use the sword the whole time?
Amen.
Be like that. These guys have nothing against the sword. Why are you like pew pewing it when you should be slicey slicey?
Well, I'm just gonna punch you. Oh, it didn't work. Let me try and punch you again. Oh, it didn't work. Just use your sword, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, continue on.
Fine. So this next month we are reviewing a show called Tokyo Ghoul, which is a popular manga that is ongoing. Has some shorter manga, short stories, but it is an ongoing manga. But it was animated for the 2014 fall season and got pretty good reviews. Admittedly, I had read some of the short stories and thought they were very interesting, and so I started to watch the anime, but got about four episodes in and stopped watching it because the main character was getting on my nerves. I just felt he was too much of a weak character for me. But now that we're reviewing it as an anime club, I was like, okay, time to put on my big boy panties and finish my show. So
big boys don't wear panties.
That's right.
I do. So
you're still not a big boy.
You failed that litmus test there, buddy.
So that was SLC anime for the month. Next time when we get together to do Tokyo Ghoul, it's the same day as the same weekend as the Gay Pride Festival, and that morning is the parade, which goes right by where we meet downtown. And so
I find that kind of ironic that they have a Gay Pride Festival in Salt Lake City, Utah.
You know, you might think it's funny, but oddly enough, Salt Lake City, Utah, and our county is one of the most gay-friendly or homosexual-friendly cities in the Union, so in the United States. So
in the union.
In the union.
Sorry. Old terminology there.
Dang those Yankees.
Anyway, we're gonna probably like do the parade, and then afterwards we're gonna barbecue. So it'll be fun.
What do you mean? Oh, you're gonna watch the parade? You're not gonna.
Yeah, we're gonna
in the
like.
Parade.
Yeah, no, I was in the parade last year. but
why?
No, this.
What were you doing in the parade?
I was marching with the Anime Banzai Convention float, and I was in my cloud outfit from Advent Children.
What does that have to do with gay pride?
It's advertising.
Okay, so it's all marketing. It's not really gay pride. It's
yeah,
marketing.
Well, 90% of it's gay pride, but you know, we support the gay community.
Anyway,
why not?
Let's go back to geeky stuff. So,
you're making Barry uncomfortable.
Yeah, we are making Barry uncomfortable.
You're not making me uncomfortable. I just want to get back to the subjects.
Yeah. All right, so lots of season enders for TV. Oh my gosh.
Oh yes, The Flash.
If you are not up to date with The Flash, with Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., with The Arrow.
Nope.
Lots of great endings for the season. Just lots of
jaw
dropping.
Oh my gosh, The S.H.I.E.L.D. ending?
Oh my
Coulson.
Gosh, I know.
Oh, it was so, like, I can't even, can we can't even spoil it.
No, it's,
can
well,
we?
I saw a meme that just made me laugh. Is it shows a production still of the scene where he catches this.
Where Coulson's ending scene.
Yeah.
Don't need to say it.
Well,
so,
yeah. Coulson,
so is this the end of season two or three?
Two. This is the end of season two. But yeah.
Okay, because the season two of S.H.I.E.L.D. actually comes out on Netflix in June.
Well, yeah, it's because it's over.
Well, I know. So
yeah, but
at that point, I will be caught up.
So, but the meme made me laugh because it said, you know, they told me I could be anything, so I became Luke Skywalker. And then it just made me laugh. I was like, ha, 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 that's awesome. Mm-hmm. you know, and with all the Deathlok technology, you know that's going to happen. All right, so.
Yeah, well, there's a character in, I can't remember his name. He's in S.H.I.E.L.D., and he's basically a cyborg.
But it's not the guy who lost his arm in Age of Ultron. Isn't that another guy who becomes a villain where he has a sonic arm?
Claw.
He has like this sonic gun,
sonic arm
that's like very versatile. But anyway,
Andy Serkis.
Oh, is that him?
That's it. That's the actor that played the guy.
Oh, Andy Serkis is the character. Was the name?
I'm totally lost.
Actor.
Who was he in No Avengers?
He was the arms dealer
that had the
vibranium.
Yeah, he ends up becoming a supervillain or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
well, at least
comics,
that character
is
that supervillain.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but yeah, lots of crazy endings to the TV series. It's pretty dang cool. So
yes, Flash was really cool.
Flash was great. It has so much potential to go forward, so it's going to be good.
They ended the season. I was okay with the ending. There's potential for, you know, villains to continue being villains. There's also potential for Brent. They can go a completely different direction now. They've kind of like they set it up where they can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Well, with the inclusion of Legends of Tomorrow. You know, it's going to be very interesting how much crossover they're going to have because they already do a lot of crossover already, especially with the season enders with both Arrow and Flash. So it'll be interesting to see how much they continue that progress because that's been lots of fun. Now, I went Monday morning, like I like to do on my day off, and went and saw a movie, Mad Max Fury Road.
Been
I'm
getting
so jealous.
Crazy good reviews.
Yeah. They're saying that like it's the movie of the year. I'm like, really? Whoa.
Yeah. Ooh. It is everything I ever wanted in a Mad Max film. It was like all the best feelings from the first and second film with some of the crazy from the third film. Not too much, though, admittedly.
Walker.
Yeah.
Walker.
And then he flied up and he's like, bye-bye.
None of that crazy. None of that crazy.
None of that crazy. Yeah, no Tina Turner crazy. But it was a really great film. I enjoyed it from beginning to end. Giggled like a schoolboy a few times during the action because it was just like that good hardcore Mad Max action that you're looking forward to. But now with really good CG, it was all the normal like live action you're expecting. And then when things got really messy during the crashes, they would be able to touch it up with CG. So you're like one step going, oh, that person really got ran over, you know, type of stuff, instead of the inadvertent cutscenes. But what's nice is the cinematography was just like the original films, because it's the same directors and writer. And so you got a lot of the same, you saw what you needed to see and didn't see what you didn't need to see in order to create this level of disbelief and or effect. So, in some shows they can go really gruesome and you're like, oh, I didn't need to see that. But in the Mad Max films, it goes up to that point and then like cuts to something else. And so you know it happens, but it doesn't have to show it per se.
I think that they did a lot of that. They did a lot of that.
But like the cinematography in Road Warrior where that, and in the original Mad Max where everything would kind of speed up to create the illusion of that very fast-paced driving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was
and
kind of weird, but accepted it.
Yeah, it's similar fashion, but it's almost like they've perfected it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's not so jarring.
Yeah.
Where you're just not like, oh, that was blatantly sped up, but it looked cool. Where they do the same thing, but they do it tastefully in comparison to the previous films. So I thought that I did a really good job, but just in the first 15 minutes of the film, there is so many props. And, I mean, this show is so prop-heavy.
At Dragon Con, we're going to see so many Road Warrior costumes.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be so many Road Warrior costumes because there's no limit to what you can do. And so it was really great. And for all the naysayers out there on the internet talking about feminism and all this jargon, I think it's awesome that we finally have some good, powerful female characters on the screen. There wasn't degradation either way. It was just a gender equal film. The females were as powerful as the male characters, and they worked together to solve their crime. It was great. So overall, great film. Two thumbs up. I highly recommend seeing it. It was, of course, rated R for violence and content.
General awesomeness.
General awesomeness. There is some very brief nudity.
Sweet. Now I'm really gonna see it.
Artistically done. For all the guys out there who are like, we wanted more boobs. Why? It would not have made the film any better. There weren't any boobs per se in the show in the first place. Like I said, it was very brief nudity. It's more about the content and concepts that are presented. That
if you go into watch a Mad Max film for boobs, you're in the wrong place. I mean, like,
it may
happen, but I mean, honestly, if that's what you want, you can get it for free somewhere else. Just leave.
Yeah,
we don't want your kind here.
It was a good film. I recommend going out and seeing it.
Good. I totally want to see it.
I finally pre-ordered my collector's edition release for Heaven's Ward, Final Fantasy XIV 3.0. So I'm ready for the pre-release before the major release on June 23rd. Now I just need to order Kathy's edition for the PS4, but I had to go on a wait list for it. Apparently, the PS4 edition is very popular compared to the PC version. So, I'm on a wait list to get
Makes
it.
Sense.
Boo.
Yeah.
So, that's my week in geek. I totally geeked hard this week.
Awesome.
Awesome. Ryan.
Hearthstone, just like Barry.
Yeah.
Talked about that. He said he is almost at 700. I'm at 730.
Ooh, are you gonna buy the expansion
well,
now?
Well, what I'm gonna do is yeah.
Okay.
Is I'm going to see. There's I want a warlock card in the military ward of Naxxramas, so I have to buy the plague ward, and then I'm gonna use my points to buy the military ward.
Gotcha.
So I'm gonna bite the bullet. It's only $7, but. You know,
yeah.
I earned that's one.
Okay. It could be worse.
Instead of $14, it's only $7. Right?
Yeah, it could be worse. I mean, you could have dropped $60 like me on a game.
Well, you know, that's sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, well, that was the collector's edition, man. I get, like, free flying
sure.
mounts.
Yeah, and that's what I do. I buy the collector's edition of World of Warcraft and get the flying mounts and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's the fun part. I like the extras.
Yeah. So I've been playing that. Got my points. I've been watching The Quest on Netflix. Have you guys seen that?
It's a Isn't telev- that the
it's a reality
show
television
they,
series.
Is that the live action
yeah,
reality
it's
show?
The LARP
I've seen
yeah, where
a couple
they,
episodes.
Yeah,
it's
they
the
do
fantasy,
is it LARP or is it kind of like a
well,
well
they're
yeah,
actually
I guess it is
like
LARP.
All
they
the people they interact
weather.
With are like
yes,
actors
the,
and they stay in character the
correct.
Whole time.
Absolutely. And they do a brilliant job and it's just fun. It's just fun to watch. You know, it's not like Survivor or anything. And the people playing, they really get into it too, and they start kind of playing along with you know bowing to the queen. And,
yeah,
and,
wasn't it just a few episodes? And then it got canceled or something?
I have no idea how many episodes, but we're watching it. I'm on like episode 4. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's
fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
I saw that it was coming out. I mean, it can't be as bad as that singing swordsman show that episode had 2 episodes and was canceled, right?
I don't know.
Come on. The first episode was actually
well,
really
did
funny.
Did they actually decide to do it beyond the pilot?
Well, it wasn't supposed to last. It wasn't supposed to be a
miniseries.
It wasn't supposed to be
like,
something
it was
that continues
like here
on.
And gone. Okay.
Yeah.
That
yeah well, because
sense. If it was designed that
yeah,
way.
It wasn't supposed to continue
right.
on.
Got
speaking of miniseries, I watched the first episode of Wayward Pines.
Oh, how was that?
I liked it. I thought it was really interesting. You know,
isn't
it's
that
very
the M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes, it's very much M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan.
It's very much up his alley. He, you know, he's directing it, and yeah, it's got his kind of movie feel. I like his movies. A lot of people only like the Sixth
hey,
Sense,
you know,
and then they feel like
the
rest of his stuff
that's
sucks,
okay.
But. I like it. I even like his bad movies. So,
like I said,
I realize they're bad. I admit that they're bad, but I still like watching them. So,
yeah, everybody likes a good B movie,
right? Yeah. And then, and I don't know if it's nerdy. I mean, it's kind of nerdy in the regard of okay. Have you guys heard of Nerd Fitness?
Nerd Fitness.
Nerd.
I know.
Sounds interesting. Tell us more.
Bill Duran is the geeky. Fit guy.
Okay, I don't know what that means. Okay, Nerd Fitness. Go to nerdfitness.com.
All right, nerdfitness.com. Here we go.
And it is it was started up a couple years ago by Steve Kam, and he basically was out of shape, unhappy with his life, and he wanted to kind of change his life and get more healthy, but he wanted to do it in a way that kind of felt fun and exciting for him as a long time, you know, lifelong avid gamer and, you know, player of role-playing games and any other kind of geek, everything we do. And so what he decided to do is kind of build this community where you pick, you know, like a character, you want to be like a warrior or you want to be like a monk, a warrior, you know, like lift the iron. You are a power lifter or a warrior or a protector, and that, or you could be like a ninja, you know, or a ranger would be like someone who's into parkour or so, you know, kind of like gymnastics, you know, a little bit of
CrossFit. Yeah.
And then, so they have these guilds aligned with what you're interested in. And then they kind of have like quests where you do certain life quests and you kind of level up your character, who is you. And so it's just a really fun, engaging way for people to get into fitness and also express their geeky side with a community.
I'm totally bookmarking this.
Yeah.
What? So it's nerdfitness.com? Is that what it is?
www.nerdfitness.com.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
www.nerdfitness.
And so it's a blog, and it's also a community forum. So every once in a while I have blog posts, and you can pick them up on Facebook and come to the website. So I've been a fan for about I'm registered, but I haven't made any posts. But I've been on there for about a year, and it's been really cool. And so I've been using that to accessorize, I don't know, motivate my fitness. Right. Something along those lines. And I've been doing that, making progress, leveling up myself, as it were.
Cool.
Yeah. And so if you're interested in changing your fitness lifestyle, doing something about your waistline like I am, go to nerdfitness.com. And it's really cool. That dude, we need to get him on our podcast.
I will email him
right now.
He does podcasts.
I've
listened to him many times on other podcasts and stuff. But so I think it would fit right in our alley.
So are you signed up, Ryan?
On
Nerd Fitness. Yeah.
I think so. I haven't posted it ever.
Okay. Are you a member?
I thought I was.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I just...
I'm more like a lurker. I go on to the forums and I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, they really encourage you to kind of like pick a guild that you want to associate your fitness goals with. You know, you can be like,
this looks like something that I could get into.
Ranger or kind of berserker or barbarian. And, you know, whatever you think that will fit your fitness goals, say you like, you know, like me, I tend towards more the strength, the strongman, the powerlifting type of stuff. You know, that would be kind of more like a warrior or like a barbarian. But if you're into, say, like parkour or bodyweight exercises or like taekwondo, you can be like a ranger or there's people who are like into yoga and Pilates or whatever, you can be like a druid. And it's fun. It's all-encompassing. It's whatever you want to do to get yourself fit. And
dude, I can totally be a warrior and be like, I do sword training to get fit.
Yeah.
And level up.
Yeah.
you set your own goals. You go on there and talk about what you're doing. You get a lot of encouragement from community members about, you know, keeping up with your fitness. So... it's just a shout out to Nerd Fitness.
Yeah, cool. Oh, sweet. They have a medieval combat section already as one of their fitnesses.
Yeah. I mean,
nice.
There you go.
They got a little bit of everything. They've got, if you just like running, you know, they've got like, you know, rangers or trackers and they kind of fit in that community.
Oh, yeah. You can ranger. You could do like trail running.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's fun. And you could. You report your progress and you come up with, and they'll have like community quests where you log a certain number of trail runs and you can level up or you know they'll also have like quests where you set the quest goals yourself and this is a life goal like I've always wanted to kind of you know rein in my financial situation and that can be a kind of a life goal that you also talk about on this website, even though it's not fitness relevant, it could be like maybe you're saving money to, you know, build your own home gym or sort of whatever. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's a good community. It's fun. It's supportive.
And I'll keep looking at it.
That's cool.
I'll keep looking at it. So
yeah.
Nice.
Do it. As John
All
would
right,
say,
that's,
do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Are you, is that
that's
it?
That's good. It.
All right, well, let's go to the next segment of the show.
The Weekly Geek.
This is the Weekly Geek, where we talk about the geeky news throughout the week. And
it was a slow week for news.
Yeah, well, it was also, John is not here, and as we stated before, John is
our
news
hound. But there, you know, even if you were digging deep, a lot of the quote-unquote news that was talked about this week was really just a rehashing, because it's almost like everybody's waiting for, like, E3, and everybody's waiting for the next quarter, and so nothing's really happening. Everybody went spring crazy, and now it's like that middle ground between spring and summer. But, I mean, there are a few things we can go over this week.
Well, yeah, and I was kind of like unplugged from the internet world / social world while I was on my business trip. Like, I didn't ever, like, I barely even got on Facebook or Twitter or anything. And I was just, and that's where I usually keep up to date on stuff. So,
well,
it was just kind of
interesting. We can talk about some video game stuff. I'm not sure if you guys are up to date with some of the video game stuff that's coming out recently. But, for example, a company that I've been following, because they are producing Cyberpunk 2077, which is Red Project. And Red Project just came out with a new game, which is the third installment of Witch Hunter. So Witch Hunter 3 came out, and something that Red Project really specializes in is role-playing games for adults. Not adult content per se, but for adults, meaning that the storylines are very heavily developed and very intense, and there's usually a lot of political intrigue and things that adults would enjoy versus the classic kind of fluff storylines that you get in some general RPG games where it's very light in comparison. And so with Witch Hunter 3, it's gotten really great reviews, but on the other hand, it's already on patch 1.03, and in their patch 1.01, which came out, of course, the day of, it's almost becoming like a gag that companies do a patch on day one, right? And they came out with a patch that did like 601 corrections in the game. Now, they were all very small bug corrections, admittedly, but to think that a quote-unquote finished product is released on the market and day one has 601 changes in its first patch. So it's been they've been getting a little flack, but regardless of the flack, it's been pre-selling and selling well on the market, since their games usually are very well received. So I'm looking forward to their Cyberpunk game coming out in 2016, supposedly 2016, which I'm really excited for because I'm a big Cyberpunk guy. And it's being like the storyline's developed by the same developer who created Cyberpunk 2020, the role-playing game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's based off of that genre.
Good. Speaking of coming up next year,
what's
World
that?
Of Warcraft movie. Warcraft.
So
Barry, you're on mute.
He's all like cheering.
I was totally on mute. So the first image of Orgrim Hellscream.
Yes.
So
Orgrim
cool.
Doomhammer, excuse you.
Doomhammer. Sorry. I got them mixed up. Got the
you guys know that stuff better than me.
It looks really cool, really impressive. That they've really done a nice job of making it look that, you know, that borderline where between practical and CGI, they've really kind of honed in on that cutting edge CGI look. And I think it'll be visually impressive. Let's hope that the rest of the movie is good. Now, the director, Duncan Jones. And he has done some really cool, really interesting films prior to this. Moon, which was on Netflix. I don't know if it still is. That's where I watched it. was really cool, really fascinating. Like it was a slow going movie, but I didn't ever feel like I was bored and like it wasn't going anywhere because it was so intricate and cerebral in its approach. Then what else? He did another one.
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
But it, I think I also saw it, and I also thought that it was pretty good. They were kind of different. They weren't the same. So that's good in the way that maybe he can, you know, he's got diversity. He can bring something to the film. And so the...
So he did Source Code.
Source Code. Yeah.
Moon.
Yeah, Source Code.
Is that been released?
It came out in 2011.
Yeah, okay. What is that? Source code. I know I've seen it. I think I've seen it.
It only has him directing four things. He directed a short called Whistle.
Yeah, he's basically
he
a
dude. Directed Moon, Source Code, and now
Warcraft. Seen his picture,
Warcraft.
He looks like he's under 30.
He's born in 1971.
Yeah. Wow, he looks young.
He's actually 43.
Like I said, he said he looks like a young guy in 44. His pictures.
So, yeah, he's 44. So, yeah, no, I'm super excited. It's interesting because we still don't have, like, heart, like
we have
a
no
fantasy.
Information whatsoever. We have an orc.
Well, no, I'm talking about like fantasy movies in general. We don't have that. We have
Lord of the Rings, yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah, the '80s
slash
it was the '80s fantasy movies.
The '80s, yeah, the '80s had lots of fantasy
stuff.
Yeah,
but
stuff,
they were
you know,
all like
Legend, Troll,
well,
and
not
stuff
all
like
of them,
that.
But I mean, a good majority of them.
But
well,
I'm hoping that with the Lord of the Rings movement. That more fantasy movies will come out because if I had to choose sword and sorcery or you know, blasters and sci-fi, I would choose, you know, fantasy over sci-fi. And that's another reason I like Star Wars so much because they mix both of them together.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm super stoked for Warcraft. I want to know how Blizzard and also the production company is going to market and advertise.
Because they haven't done anything yet.
They haven't done anything yet, and it comes out in a year. But the thing is, you say that the word Warcraft, and even people that don't play the game, that everyone knows what World of Warcraft is, or has heard of it.
It's a video game that people get addicted to.
Right. Well, yeah, I was going to say it's an addicting game, or it's a game where like weird people play it in their basement. And so it's like
they have
to get rid of that.
They're going
to
have to do a positive.
That's what they said about comic
campaign.
Books too.
Yeah, they're going to have to do a positive campaign for people to go and see this because unless you are a Warcrafter or hardcore geek. There's no reason for you to see this film because that's what geeks
granted,
do.
I mean, Blizzard has such a powerful and strong following of people that love that world that they're going
to
make a lot of money just from them.
10 to 15 million people domestically.
I know, and that's why I'm interested.
Each of those 10 million people knows at least two people.
Yeah, who can drag them along?
That's why I'm interested to see like. The marketing campaign that they do for the movie because they have to get rid of that negative connotation of Warcraft and make it like this is going to be the most epic fantasy movie you ever see. So they I'm just really interested.
I'm worried though, you know. I hope that it doesn't.
Yeah, I'm worried too. and for all we know the movie could stink.
Well, I mean, an example is like look at Final Fantasy Spirits Within.
Mm. Yeah.
Amazing quality, decent script,
for its time too.
But everybody was like, "Oh, it's a cartoon," and walked out the door. Nobody cared, and so you're gonna have to
just like that.
Like Ryan said, you're
Beowulf
gonna have to branch
movie.
That. Yeah, Beowulf.
The Beowulf movie.
It,
yeah,
it's. Americans have to wrap their brain around animation, and like Ryan was saying, can they mix that disbelief of the practical versus the animation.
Yeah, but it's not an animated movie though. It's a live action movie.
It's very much with
animated characters.
It's gonna be like I don't know what it's gonna be like, but I'm assuming it's gonna be like Lord of the Rings, where
you're gonna have
pretty
a
much
mix of both.
80% of the film is done in front of a blue screen or green screen, right?
Yeah.
I imagine that's how it's gonna be too.
And that's fine.
But the humans are gonna be not animated though. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, at this point we're excited, but we're reserved.
Yes.
we have concerns, but we're excited for the idea.
Yeah, we'll go see it, but we're not sure it's going to be a blockbuster.
Yeah.
So it could totally blow.
We'll see.
Everybody
it,
away.
It really totally depends blow. On how they
totally blow.
How they you know, market it.
Yeah, and that's and being a, you know, that's my day job. You know, I'm really interested to see how they do the marketing for it. So,
nice.
But anyway, so yeah, it's a couple new trailers this week. You had the new Pixels trailer. I still think it looks funny, and I'm going to see it because it still looks fun.
It looks fun. I agree.
It'll be fun to take the kids to.
Because Peter Dinklage is in that film. Did you see his song about that he did for Red Nose Day? About being the only surviving, like, major character from the very beginning of the show, and he did this little, like, 2-minute song. It was very comical.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, but if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you know, and or a Peter Dinklage fan, you should watch it. It's just like a little 2-minute song clip. It's all over
what is it?
YouTube.
What did he do? Like on Conan O'Brien or something? What is it?
No, it's for Red Nose Day. I bet you could probably Google Peter Dinklage,
which is a Walgreens.
Is it Walgreens or CVS? I always forget.
I'm pretty sure
it's one of those corner
sure
pharmacy places where they push for
Walgreens for children.
Right. It's
cancer awareness or something like that.
Remember. It's some sort of medical.
It's for the children.
It's
Game of Thrones, the musical, Peter Dinklage teaser, Red Nose Day.
Yes.
Go to YouTube, look that up.
There you go.
He sings it to the Coldplay song.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's pretty fun. It's entertaining. You know, especially for those who follow the Game of Thrones, it's, you know, he's one of the few characters that's still around. From the beginning, that's a male character in some sort of a lead role, other than Lightfingers, or not Lightfingers, sorry. Oh goodness gracious, Peter.
Dinklage.
No, not Peter Dinklage. I'm talking about the character. I can't remember. Anyway,
but there was also a trailer out for The Scorch Trials, which is the sequel to The Maze Runner.
Still haven't seen The Maze Runner.
I liked it. I mean, and I've read the books, and the movie was very enjoyable. I mean, it's not going to be like, you know, change your life, but
you
it
know,
was still
well,
enjoyable.
Well, I didn't see the second Insurgents film. Of course, I only watched the first one. I think
the first one's called Divergent.
Yeah, Divergent.
The second one's called Insurgents.
Divergent, I watched through Redbox. I rented it. So I'll probably
They'll probably be renter movies.
It's funny.
As well, but.
It's funny. My went to on Sunday. My pastor talked about Divergent and related it to like I don't know like some sort of Bible verse or whatever.
Oh, that's awesome!
That's interesting.
Like,
I'd
be interested to see
about that. You know, cast
she.
System,
my
like
pastor
that.
Is a she.
She. Uh-huh. I'd be interested to see what she had to say about it. But, so, I mean, it's just another teen book series movie that I'm sure will do well enough that they'll probably make the third one. So, but, yeah.
Just a side note, I watched another thing I did geeky this week. Watched the Hunger Games and Catching Fire and Mockingjay.
Oh, okay.
Mockingjay Part 1.
Yeah.
So.
It's good.
I mean, the first one is amazing.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
No. I like that one.
The next film is going to be jaw-dropping in comparison, because the first film, it almost like the first film covered everything boring in the book, and that means the second film is going to cover everything that was interesting in the book.
Yeah. Well, all the action
and fighting and, you know, how everybody dies. Oh, wait. Sorry, that's Game of Thrones. Oh, wait. Maybe not.
Well, this is the Hunger Games. But Heroes of the Storm beta is now live and open. So it's an open beta now. Like for me and those of you that have been playing, it was a closed beta for those that happen to get a beta key for that. But now it's an open beta for the next couple weeks. And then launch official release will be on June 2nd. And so they're allowing an open beta to finally, you know, get more and more people to play it, see if there's any more things they need to patch up before the official release on June 2nd.
Yeah, this has been an abnormally long beta?
It was several months closed beta.
It seems really long.
Yeah.
Is that long? I don't know.
Most betas last about 3 to 4 months.
We've been talking about it for a long time.
You know?
It's been available for a long time, but that's the thing about Blizzard, though, is they will not, you know, put out a product without it being Blizzard quality,
right.
Meaning
they don't have any qualms about pushing a release date back.
Pushing things back,
Project. The movie, they announced it in 2006. It's been 9 years. It'll be 10 years when it's released, if it's released next year. And so, like, you know, the Titan project you mentioned earlier, like, it's not.
We spent 6 years on this, and turns out that we don't want to do it
anymore.
Well,
they missed their window, I think.
Yeah.
So it's.
But they have the beta of Overwatch is going to come out this fall, and so that will be awesome too.
Yeah, so, I don't know anything about that.
That's their first person shooter that's coming out.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
We've talked about it on the show several times.
Oh, right. Yeah, with the characters. All the cool characters. Right.
And then, Heroes of the Storm, people. Why aren't you playing this game? It is amazing. It is so awesome. I love it. And
They're too busy playing League of Legends.
Yeah. Well, but that's the thing. I mean, you could consider it a competitor to League of Legends because it's a MOBA, but it will never get to League of Legends mass quantity numbers, in my opinion.
I honestly don't think they're trying to.
And that's the thing. Blizzard doesn't. They just wanted to create this to do what Blizzard does, which is take ideas and make them more playable to a larger demographic. Yeah. Because League of Legends is more like it's for hardcore players. It's not for the casual.
Blizzard is – they understand that the casual players – is the market to really go after.
Yeah.
Because the casual players are usually the ones who are too busy to play because they're making, you know, they're doing life things. You know?
Yeah.
And they have
full-time jobs, full-time family.
Okay, you know, I have 50 bucks. Let's buy this game, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get to play it the weekend I bought it. Dang it. But I'll play it next weekend, and, you know, you play next weekend, and like, this is so much fun, and even if you're not putting time into it, you can still enjoy it as a casual player.
You know, I've watched the videos and read the articles about Heroes of Storm.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't look enticing to me. It's not my type of genre.
Play it. Play it. Give it a try. Yeah. And you'll be like, dude, this game's awesome.
See, Mikey, you need to try. He'll eat anything.
Well, any type of like real-time strategy action games.
Did you ever?
I always have a hard time with them. They just
you,
I don't know.
It's really
I like turn-based stuff.
It's not, well, and it's not for everybody.
Right.
I'll admit
I'm
that.
I'm kind of a turn-based guy.
That's
I
why
like,
there's
but
a million
think
games
about
out
it.
There.
I think you should try it at least. Try it.
League of Legends,
like
I played
it.
Like for 2 hours
Do it.
And went. I went. What?
Do it.
Terrible. So.
Do it. All right. Well, let's go to the next segment of the show. Geeky trivia.
I would say woo, but who has? Is it you? Oh, because okay, I was like, okay.
Who
have
it?
It's
directly off of the internet, but I figured I'd pull something up. Game of Thrones trivia. I figured it would be appropriate for you two, because you're the only two out of the four of us that watch it, or read it and
Michael's
read whatnot.
I've
so,
read all the
so
books, and I've only seen the first two seasons.
So this will be book and TV
This will
trivia.
Be hard, because I'm terrible with remembering names and stuff, so...
So, well, I can.
I'm
I can,
a general
I can
concept
do the,
guy.
I can do the easy
no,
one. Do you want me to do the easy
just
one?
Just give it to us. Just do it.
We also
okay.
Have
Game of Thrones.
Listeners.
Who is King of Westeros when the series begins?
Okay, Baratheon. King. Yeah.
Robert
yeah,
Baratheon is correct.
Yeah, so I couldn't remember his first name. I was like Baratheon, but I couldn't
I
remember
gave
his
that
first
to
name.
You, man.
Point for Mike. All right, next. What noble house is Catelyn Stark from?
The fish people. Rivendell? No, not.
No.
Dang it. No.
That's Lord of the Rings.
House.
What?
House. Tully, Tyrell, Stark, or Lannister?
Tyrell.
Is incorrect.
No? It's.
The correct answer is Tully.
It's the one with the fish. Is their banner? That's all I remember. Is
the
fish
people,
fish,
people
that
fish.
Live on the
spell
river?
It. Spell it. I don't know.
Tully.
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 Tully. Tully.
Yeah,
not Tully.
Tully.
Who is the true heir to the Iron Throne after Robert's death?
The true heir after the kid with the horned helmet. What's his name? The bastard boy. Dang it.
The fish people. The horned
I
man.
Know. See, I told you I'm good with general concepts.
Stannis?
Baratheon.
Renly, Joffrey, or Eddard?
Eddard.
Stannis.
Stannis is correct.
No, Stannis is his brother, but technically he had a bastard
Stannis
son.
Is the true heir because Robert didn't have any true born
oh,
sons.
Oh,
because
they were all bastards. Okay. Got it.
All right. What is the name of Robb Stark's wife?
Catelyn Stark.
Incorrect. Yeah.
Rob. Sorry.
Ross?
No.
Shay?
No.
Talicia? Mary?
Tanicia? No.
Talisa, Shay, Ross, or Mary?
Oh, I don't
That's
remember.
That's not Mary. Mary was the girl that...
Talisa.
Yeah, the Talisa.
That
yeah.
is correct, Ryan.
Because it was, honestly...
Catelyn was upset that they married as Robb was promised.
Yeah,
to
and they killed yeah. him at the Red Wedding because of it.
Yes, they did.
Spoilers.
No, please.
Anyway... Game of Thrones is based on the novels of
George R.R. Martin.
Songs of Fire and Ice.
Oh, it's a true Songs of Fire and Ice. I won't give that anyway because it was true.
It's a true fault.
All right, I'm telling you, I'm pulling this right off the internet. All right, what house is a sigil of a silver trout?
Tully.
Tully is correct,
oh,
Ryan.
Oh, come on. We totally said that at the same time.
What? No way,
no, you
man.
Didn't.
No, dang it. I totally gave that
right.
away earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know if these will be further questions, but can you name the House Stark?
Winter is coming.
What is the sigil of House Stark?
The wolf.
Wolf is correct. A tie for both of you. What is the sigil for House Tyrell?
Elk.
House Tyrell is the
deer or elk or stag?
Incorrect. It is a golden rose.
For what?
Oh, House Tyrell?
Tyrell? I think Lannister.
Lannister's the lion, isn't it?
What is the sigil for House Greyjoy?
The Kraken.
Kraken is correct, Mike.
Yes, forgot about that.
All right. Who was Hand of the King before Edward Stark? You have Renly Baratheon. Thank you. Tywin Lannister. John Arryn.
Yeah, John Arryn.
John Arryn is correct, yeah. Mike.
It rang when you said it, but
it was shown in the very beginning of season one when he died.
Huh.
How many men did Theon Greyjoy use to capture Winterfell?
Like 16. It was like in the teens, wasn't it?
100, no. 50, 1,000, no. Or 20?
20.
20 is correct.
What?
Yeah, I got it just before yeah. you did, Ryan.
I thought it was in the teens, but 20 works.
Who is Joffrey, Mycella, and Tommen's real father?
Jaime Lannister.
Thank you. Gosh dang it.
Jaime Lannister is correct, Ryan.
I remembered the character. I couldn't remember his name off the top of my head.
Allegedly.
Whatever.
What king dies in season one?
Baratheon. Baratheon.
Robert Baratheon.
Robert is correct.
Yay.
Mike.
I got that one down.
All right, here's some more. How many fingertips did Stannis Baratheon chop off of Davos's hand?
Two.
How many fingers?
Yes, fingertips. Two is incorrect.
I was thinking.
Three, four, two, or six?
Three.
Six. No, I don't know.
The correct answer is four.
Okay. I was thinking two.
I don't even know that.
Davos was a smuggler for the bigger part of his life. He was well known for being able to slip past centuries.
All four, and he keeps his knuckle bones.
One day,
the
castle
storm's
end was under siege, and Stannis, who was defending the castle, ran out of his food supplies. Hmm. That was when Davos slipped past the enemy's lines and got into Storm's End with lots of food.
That's why he's called the Onion Knight.
All right. What was the name of the person who chopped off Jaime's right hand?
He was that jerk who was the captain
Do you want multiple choice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Vargo Holt?
Yeah.
Yes, that guy.
What? Yes, Vargo.
Incorrect.
No? What? Dang it.
Since you both said it, the correct answer is Locke.
Locke? Ow.
Yeah, that's a cooler name than Fargo.
Fargo, yeah. Oh no!
How many kings were there in the Seven Kingdoms at the end of season two?
Four.
Three.
Four is correct, Mike.
Oh. Now name them.
Robb Stark. Because there was Robb.
You're not getting points for
that. No, no. It was Robb.
I forgot that Robb was considered
Stannis,
the king. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Robb, Stannis, Joffrey, and...
All right.
I can't remember the fourth.
How many times did Theros of Myr resurrected Beric Dondarrion from death up until the end of season
six
three?
Times?
Six times
oh,
is
six
correct,
times.
Ryan.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I knew it's been a bunch, but
yeah.
To how many different Starks had Sandor Clegane called the Hound spoken to in seasons 1 through 3?
Three.
How many different Stark?
Three. Right.
Three is correct.
Because
he didn't say much to Edward Stark. Only the words he ran, but very.
And
very fast.
Was...
After he killed Micah, the butcher's son, he did have a few conversations with Sansa in season 1
correct.
And 2, and traveled with
Arya
in season
3.
Arya. I knew Sansa and Arya, but I didn't know the third.
I was thinking it was Caitlin, but I guess it was Ed. So, that works.
I don't know. I don't even know
how
who Ed
many
is.
of the How many of the Edward? Stark direwolves were confirmed dead in the first three seasons?
Let's see. There was five, three.
Four.
No. Confirmed dead. One.
Two is the correct answer. We saw Sansa's direwolf lady killed by Eddard right. after Queen Cersei Lannister ordered the beast right. dead. Rob's right. direwolf also got killed during his uncle's wedding at the
oh,
twins.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, it did, huh? I don't yep. remember that.
All right. I forgot about that.
In how many castles did we see Catelyn go into from the beginning of season one until the end of season three?
I have no idea. Six.
Four.
Incorrect. The answer is five.
Where's the fifth right. one? Because it was...
Okay. At the beginning of season one, she was in Winterfell
correct.
With her husband. Yeah. Then she went to King's Landing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the King's Landing is a city, not a castle.
No, King's Landing is...
The Red Keep was the castle
correct.
In King's Landing.
Right. But she went there.
And there we didn't see her. After
oh,
that,
gosh.
She went to the Eyrie.
Yes.
Then she joined her son and went to the twins with
correct.
Him. In season two, she wasn't in any castle.
All right, if you
in
guys know
three,
that, you're a nerd.
In season three, however, she went into Harrenhal, and after that to Rivenrun.
Oh,
she died
see?
When she went back to the twins. Oh, spoilers.
I didn't consider those castles.
You haven't
so.
Seen that part yet, huh?
Oh, well.
All right. Cool. Last questions.
All right, what is the relationship between Renly's wife and Renly's actual lover?
Renly and Renly's lover?
The Red Witch, the Red Lady, the Red Witch, whatever.
They're in love. They're both homosexual. They're old enemies. They're siblings.
No, they would be lovers.
I have no idea.
They're siblings. Renly's wife is... Marguerite Tyrell.
Marguerite Tyrell.
He married her to get to Tyrell's to fight for him during the War of the Five Kings. Renly's lover is Loras Tyrell.
Renly.
And he's Marjorie's
brother. I didn't
brother.
Realize they were... I thought they were like cousins, not siblings. So, anyway.
Who was on the ship Sansa was looking at while she was crying?
Not
Littlefinger.
Yes, dang it.
What's that's not one of the options.
Really, Littlefinger? When
all right,
then
well,
it,
so
then it must have then it
Peter Baelish.
Peter Baelish. Yeah, Peter Baelish is Littlefinger.
Okay, I don't know. It didn't say Littlefinger. Right. It said Peter Baelish.
Scream! Yeah. Because when you said it, I knew it, but I couldn't remember who.
All right. This is the last question. Who was Shaga's father?
Shaga.
The options are Chek, Omar, Dolph, or Timet.
I'm trying to remember who that is.
I don't even know
is.
Who those characters are, to be honest.
Those are all Northmen, I believe.
Are those Dothraki? I don't know. Who are they?
The answer is Dolph. Shaga said, "If you're lying to me, half man, I, Shaga, son of Dolph, will chop off your manhood."
They were the Heelmen that.
And feed it to
that
the goats.
That tyrant.
Tyrion?
Tyrion hired.
Okay. Whatever.
See?
Yeah.
What? How
all
much
right.
points do we have?
And that's it for Geeky Trivia.
Holy crap.
And the winner is... Michael!
Oh, my gosh.
Mike had 8 and Ryan had 6.
My one win was a fluke.
You definitely answered some questions that I was... thinking of, but couldn't get to. No way.
All right. All right, thanks for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find us at theclosetgeek.net, on our Facebook page, and all our other social media. Email us your questions, comments, or anything you'd like to at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and Stitcher. Come and join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Do it.
Do it.